Okay, I'm here in Buckland, Alaska with Colonel Armstrong, and Colonel and I, we're going to talk about his life story, the autobiography of Colonel Armstrong. Colonel, it's good to be here in Buckland, Alaska, and what I'd like you to do is speak in Inupiaq, your language, and where you were born.
Yeah, Kewalik, Alaska. It's right by a candle. I can talk in English too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather have me talk in English?
Inupiaq would be better, huh?
Yeah. Kewalik Mdejani, Animarunga, by candle.
Mm-hmm. Anybody live there?
Right now? Nobody lived. You never saw me to put
my.
Long ago in that land.
When was the last time?
It was while the mining there, right? Mining there, where in the town, you call a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Mining there, where the mining, you know.
Mm-hmm. 1930s? Last time?
1930s, I got married to my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
After. Yeah.
What was your first wife's name?
I forget her name.
How about your...
Misawa girl.
Uh-huh. How many children did you have with your first wife?
Well, I have two living. Two girls living.
Mm-hmm. And your parents, their names?
My parents, my dad is Kivak. That's my name, Kivak.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is Ella. She's Amalek.
Amalek?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did they have English names?
My dad's name is Charlie Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is Ella.
Mm-hmm. What's your present wife's name?
Ella Armstrong.
Ella Armstrong. And mm-hmm. How many children you two have?
We adopted 1, 2, 3. That's all we have. Adopted kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just a book, a brother and me.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was like back then when you were growing up in Kewalik?
The last time I went there, I knew pretty well because I'm a kind of big boy. I know it was the first people that come around Kewalik, you know. White people from outside with boat, steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Russia,
lots of Russians that time. Come in. No Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long me little bit cold there. So where I think come on, can look at whatever you call.
Mining.
Yeah. It was Kewalik Mining Company, first team. Have mining up there.
Mm-hmm. Is that near the Koyuk River?
Well, it's a long way. We're just about 25 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
But west, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
What were the Russians doing in Kewalik?
Well, they understand them when they start working up there and make a ditch so the water can go down to the mining.
Mm-hmm. Russians?
Russian, a lot of Russians there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a long ditch from the mining camp on the way up. Some place went there.
Did your father do any trading back then? Any fur trading?
During winter time, yeah. He always hunt around with traps. He's a good hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Trapping.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt foxes.
Mm-hmm. Where did he trade?
Mostly trade down Deering. There's Boris Maggots and Sam Maggots. They were thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. Was Deering a pretty big place then?
Yeah, there were quite a few people, white men, you know, there were white men too.
Mm-hmm.
Like some Japs, mm-hmm. They lived there too.
Mm-hmm. When you were born, were you born in a house or?
Well, there's one thing I can't. Nobody tell me where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. How about when you were growing up? When you were growing up, you live in a house or?
Oh, we live in Igloo most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grew up, I started living in a log cabin.
What did you do when you grew to be a young man?
Well, when I was a young man, I started working ever since from 17 years old. I started working in Laps and Loman, Eskimo Company, mostly reindeer business, you know.
Mm-hmm. You worked for Loman's?
Yeah.
Back then, huh?
Yeah, Loman's.
You work as a herder or what?
Herder, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Did you work as a herder most of your life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When the mining started, T.Y. Candle, I started working in mining too.
How many years?
7, 8 years, I guess, mining.
Did you do any trapping?
Mostly shooting and hunt. I trapped a little for mink.
Mm-hmm. Was there any trading back then when you were a young man?
Oh yeah, they used to have a store here across there, Roman store.
Here in Buckland?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You bought per. Mostly I shall mine down deer too, but I hunt during winter.
Mm-hmm.
Red fox.
Mm-hmm.
Good money too. $50, $60
back
yeah.
then?
That
Red
time.
Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But like right now. Groceries were very cheap.
How about wolves, lynx, any trip?
Well, when I get older man, I get wolf or I go over in. We used to ourselves, I shot some though.
Mm-hmm. Camping, where did you go camping?
Well, we used to go up camping up there. Kayachek, hunt around there.
Kayachek?
Kayachek, yeah.
How far is that from here?
Oh, not very far. About 30 miles, isn't it? About Bear Creek, all around there.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you guys went fishing summertime?
Summertime, we fish around here.
Oh.
Hardly go up there except salmon
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Down around Buckland area
mm-hmm.
fishing, huh? Summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you hunt around, a lot of fish around the river.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish you get around here?
Whitefish, salmon, pike, the tarlas, you know the tarlas?
Mm-hmm.
The kind too.
Mm-hmm. Did you Sulik? Yeah. Did you travel around a lot?
I do, yeah. I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go?
Mostly around our area, hunting. I go to Gulliver with skis. It's a long way.
All the way?
Yeah.
To Gulliver by skis?
Yeah. We drive reindeer that time. A Roman company.
Uh-huh. That's a long ways.
Yeah, we're starting from the Pathlick. Go through Buckland River, cross them there. Yeah, that's a long way.
That's about
all the way through.
Uh huh. How many miles about?
I don't know.
200-300 miles?
Yeah, come around there. The Long Company one of butcher reindeer there, you know, in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Right from over. There's quite a few men.
You must have met lots of herders back then too, huh? From all over the Stewart Peninsula.
Oh yeah. Of course that. I used to know that reindeer man. Walter is one of them. Sikui, someplace. He was a reindeer guy. He absolutely hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Of their own.
Mm-hmm.
After we all butchered, we went chasing to White Mountain that time. And we stayed at White Mountain about 3 days. Dormitory, school.
Do you remember the old stories that old folks used to tell a long time ago when you were growing up?
I didn't go story business. But I never tried it on them kind.
Anybody tell you old stories?
They used to, right?
Do you remember who?
I know Ralph. I was from Sismarip or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They used to tell stories, these funny ones. Scary ones. When we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I can't remember them, though. I'm number story man.
You remember any old story?
No, I'm not much of a story man.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make a living working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I work at Dredge. I'm too hard coming, giving.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you work for Lomans?
Well, ever since I was a young fellow. Five, 6, 7 years. I worked different company, Eskimo company. There were Eskimo company here too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot to rent there. They die all of a sudden. No reindeer the next year.
What happened?
I don't know. Too much argument, maybe.
What'd they do, run away or?
Dying off, you know.
Sickness?
Sickness. We corral over 20,000 heads in July. I forget what year, 23 or 24. We got over 20,000 heads. The same year, reindeer all died except few left.
Mm-hmm. Most of them died, huh?
Yeah, most of them died. Big, lots of reindeer.
Did people rely on reindeer wintertime back then for food? Or was there...
Yeah, there used to be... Tom Sequina had his own reindeer, you know, at the time, before the company started. Mm-hmm. We used to have meat. Mm-hmm. Work for meat. Mm-hmm. Not much money at that time, you know. Mm-hmm. No wealth, no kind.
Mm-hmm. How about caribou? Was there caribou around here?
Yeah, there was some caribou, too. Mm-hmm. My old man used to get some caribou from that way, south side. That much too.
Did your father hunt with old hunting equipment back then?
Oh yeah. He's an old timer, you know.
No guns?
I guess spears, yeah. Hunt with spears.
Mm-hmm. Homemade traps?
No, not homemade. Oh. And that time trap come around already. Mm-hmm. When I know. Mm-hmm. My father, he's a hunter. He lived on hunting, you know, most of his life. He's a regular Buckland man. Can you me back? Mm-hmm. Me being with all that, then I put a... Mm-hmm. That killed that girl, my grandfather. They belong to Buckland. They live here.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you lived here in Buckland now?
Well, ever since I was born, but I go here and there. 1948, I was born October 1st, 1970. I live here quite every year. Except 1948, I moved on to Deering. We stayed down there, Deering, for quite a while. Quite a few years, about 11 years. Mm-hmm. Worked down there, too.
And then you moved back to Buckland?
And then from there, we moved to Cotterdale. Mm-hmm. 1960 for a while. From there, we moved back to Deering again. From Deering, we moved back here in 1971. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never moved no more ever since. Stay home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I try to make my living, try to work.
Mm-hmm. So you mostly mining and reindeer herding, huh?
Yeah. Mining and reindeer herding. Well, I work native store down there.
Was there a lot of people roaming around out there in the country back then during the mining days?
Yeah, that time when the Russians come around, yeah. A lot of people, they say. Mm-hmm. Looking for work. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of white people, candle, miners. Mm-hmm. If you go there, you'll find some gold and some gravel, you know. Mm-hmm.
There's still some people that are mining down there, huh? Around
there
that
was,
area.
Yeah, but it's hardly right now, though. Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest change you've seen since back then?
Come in. Guess what?
Biggest change. What's the biggest change you've seen since back then, during the mining days?
There's some dead out there. Well, I know there's a big change since the Nan Reach starting. That's about all of this.
So that's the biggest change, yeah? Corporation?
Yeah, corporation. I'm on the board of director. Go meeting down there, but I'm going down for a while. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sickly. How we hunt.
Okay.
What? Alani got a high gun target tomorrow, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Alani, Alani got a... Yeah. I'm not run. Victoria the Hamale. Come in.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the money. You like the top of the soul, she's women, and tectonic. She's reactonic, but not coming. Kaijanic, not my hooding. They've got a new chaku hooding, and only ask them a lot, it's my chaku. I think. She's all near coming one, she's all near ask you, man. And now. I call my dad, 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 my I'm going to take a look. pat now we're long enough to reach my car. I seen it. Then you have Paul Aron of Sotetko, I walk to the bush. I'm coming. I'm going to turn in the near. I'm going to dig up the thing. I'm going to walk coming. Where's you now? I'm going to leave the trail of the cat. I've never seen it. Ever since I know, you know, that Elephant Point, that's where they've been hunting all the time, most of their time. Those old people, our forefathers, you know. That's where they hunt every spring. Any question?
Interview with Tommy Carter. Hi.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were born?
Down there. Down island. Down there. That, you see them island down there? Around there someplace I born.
Mm-hmm.
1902.
What was the name of, what was that name?
What?
What was the name of that place?
Oh, Semisho Island. That island down there. Semisho Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know what place it's in?
What?
You know which place it's in? Is it in the Kotzebue Sound? That island? That island?
We used to have plenty of that narrow place there.
Mm-hmm. How far from here?
Maybe about 20 miles maybe.
Toward the coast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents' name?
Huh?
What were your parents' name?
My parents?
Uh-huh, your mom.
Eskimo name is Kitsikliak, Mama. My mama name Kitsikliak. And then my daddy made Kiwak Eskimo, but they call him Charlie. English, they call him Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember Mama English name, though. Only Kitsikliak I know.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever married?
Yeah, I married. I got 4 or 5 kids. My wife died, though, long ago. I got this here, Joe, and then Tillman, and Jacob left. And one girl died, and then David, and one more boy. They died.
Mm-hmm.
One of them left.
What was your wife's name?
Eskimo name Kazik, but he named Rose.
Rose.
Rose, English, yeah. Rose.
Kazikput?
Eh?
Kazikput, Eskimo name?
Kazik.
Oh, Kazik.
Yeah.
Okay.
I met her here in Buckland. I was in Candle for years ago. Over the Candle. Lots of white people over there years ago. They're mining and we get lots of gold. Then when my sister got married from Buckland, we moved here, Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
I was about maybe 10, 12 years old when we come down here.
You grew up near Candle?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long you been living here in Buckland now?
Oh, from when I was about 10, 12 years old. Ever since then, I stay here.
Mm-hmm. Where did you guys go camping?
Eh?
Camp.
Oh, we 2 years ago they had a village down there, about 2-3 miles down there, years ago. They must come off, but they move over here later on, and they make a shot house, everything like this, and you move here. Lots of willows around here, them days, lots of willows around here. Now when they get these houses, no more willows. They build everything, all this white house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Them days they have even a shot house church back here, and then a log cabin. They had shot house school too, but they moved, they get log, make log cabin down there for school. And then them school leaders, they got log cabin down there too, years ago. No, this kind of house them days.
Mm-hmm.
Later around, that's what they built all this house.
How many did you, during the summertime, where did you go camping?
Oh, we go Beluga hunting down there. After we get smelt fish dry, after that we go down there and get some herring and white fish, get them down there, and then we can start.